Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Hello, and welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis. My name is Ginger Metro, and I'll channel Galexis, who will be speaking with you today. Galexis is a group of beings from many places and dimensions, and they speak as one. Galexis will be at your service today. They've come to speak of your light, of your love, your divinity, and the power you have to live your life according to your truth. So let Galexis help you walk your personal spiritual path, the path of power. Shortly, I'll go into trance and Galexis will be with you. Galexis will discuss a topic they feel is timely, and then they will open the mic and accept questions on the topic or any other topic of interest to you. Their focus is always to show you ways you can take greater charge of your life, your mission, and your purpose. The number to call in on will be 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Check the BBS radio page on Channel 1 for other lines available. And for more information on Galexis or to get on the mailing list for newsletters and more, go to our website, galexisspirit.com. That's GalexisSpirit.com. Now I'm going to be going into trance, and now there'll be a quiet moment, a few seconds of quiet, and then Galexis will be with you. So goodbye for now, and I'll return at the end of the program. All right, we are here, and we are Galexis, and welcome to the Path of Power with us. It's a pleasure for us to be speaking with you. I'm touching you across the airwaves. Of course, we are not physical. We don't have limitations of time and space, but we know that you do, and we can touch you from wherever you are. So as you tune in, and your attention and ours connect, you know, we form a network, a community, for a moment, of light beings, listening, thinking, feeling, speaking, hearing. And so, as we want to get started, we want to talk about a topic that's of great timely interest to most everyone. Considering how the economy is very unstable, you might say, at this time, and people have lots of financial concerns. We understand that there are a lot of issues that people are having right now around money. But even if you don't have issues around money, at least right now you're not in financial privation, and of course we hope that you're very grateful for that fact, since there are so many people around the world, as well as even here in this environment, in this country, and in Europe, around you, wherever you are, that actually are having a lot of financial problems. What with mortgages and crashing and a lot of investments and the gas prices getting high. We want to talk about your relationship with money. You know, every person has a unique and personal and specific relationship with money. Now, if you love money, if money means a lot to you, you're going to have a bit of a rougher time with money, mainly because, if you know, it's a relationship. And money will respond to you depending on how you feel about it. If you are looking at money as being so very, very important, and you're needy for it, and you want it, and you crave it, and you'll do about anything for it. You see, you're putting too much expectation on money to fulfill your life. You're giving it too much importance, too much significance, too much value. Now, just think, if you were in a relationship with someone, And they were giving you too much significance in their life. If they were making you so important, and they were needing you all the time, and coming after you all the time, wanting you, how would you feel? You know, a lot of people say, well, we would love to feel wanted, but, you know, enough is enough. When a person feels very needy towards you and expects you to fulfill their life and make their life meaningful, that's an awful lot of pressure. What would you do if somebody was always chasing after you, wanting your attention, needing your support, needing you to do this and that and the other for them, and they were not your infant or they were not your little child? What would you do? How would you respond? You'd be uncomfortable. After a while, you'd get tired of the pressure. You'd feel that if you did anything wrong, they would be so distressed. You wouldn't want to spend a lot of time with them. You want to spend time with somebody that you can be comfortable and relaxed with. Well, money has the same way of being with you. You know, it wants to be with you, not if you're playing hard to get, or playing any kind of game at all. It wants to be with you when you are free and valuing yourself. You know, the people that value themselves are the people that other people want to be with. So if you want to really have more money, if you want to have a better relationship and a better flow of money in your life, you want to be able to divest yourself of all the burdens, the pressures, the demands and expectations that you have on money, and take them off. And let money be your friend. Let it be a natural companion that you just can hang out with, that is always there when you want to be together, and that you can enjoy each other and celebrate with each other and have a good time with each other. What about that as far as an idea of a relationship with money? What if you were with somebody who enjoyed being with you, didn't need you, didn't grab onto you, didn't fixate on you, didn't pressure you, but just allowed you to be yourself, and that they had enough value of themselves that they enjoyed who they were, whether you were there or not? You know, you'd be attracted to it, to that person, to being there with them. So money works this way. So this is what we would suggest, is to start thinking about, what's your relationship with money? Do you resist it? Do you grab for it? Do you whine about it? Do you need it? Are you anxious about it? Do you judge it? Do you dislike it? Oh, I'm spiritual. I'm above money. Oh, that's a judgment for you. How do you respond to money? What's your game plan with money? What does money mean to you? What is it that you're hoping that money will provide for you? Freedom? Power? All those things are things you can provide for yourself. You don't need money for those. Don't expect money to fulfill things for you that you must provide for yourself. Money will not give you value. You give yourself value and then money will show up. So think about it. Maybe even take up notepad and write down a list of things that you feel about money, the judgments about it, the resentments about it, the loss of it, the abandonment of it, all kinds of emotions that you could have with any other person in your life. So look at it in that way, and after you have evaluated it, then personify money. Forgive money. Forgive yourself. Form a new commitment, a new partnership with money. Now, there's a lot more we could say about it. This is rather a simple message. We've distilled it down to perhaps a bit of an essence. But if you want to understand the spirit of money, if you want to understand how to get into the flow of money and go into more depth about this and also have a process with it, you know, access our website, thegalexisspirit.com. And shortly, we're going to have available, we're releasing a title, or have released a title, called Healing Your Relationship with Money. And if you want to go into in-depth, you can do that. But if what we have said is enough for you, well, good for you, go for it. You know, the more people who have a great, beautiful, light, loving relationship with themselves and also with money, find that money is a very effortless thing to obtain. It is a natural for them to have money in their life. And if you see people for whom money is natural, they're not worried about it, it's just there. It's what it is. These are people who have learned how to take this extra pressure off of it and make money their friend. You can do that too. All right, so just at this time of financial crisis in the world and in the country, we just wanted to make a mention of that. If you can get into a personal good relationship with money, then you will also be helping out the planet. You'll be able to help balance some of the craziness and the fear that's going around the place regarding money. All right, we want to open it up now for questions. So you want to call in with a question if you have a question about money or any other topic. The number to call in is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Now, if you make money work for you in your personal life, it becomes valuable and workable for you in your personal life. You see, that the radiation of you, the radiance of your being, the calmness, the balance, the flow of money in your life, being normal, being harmonious, being abundant. You can be inspiration for others. You can be inspiration for people in your local community. You can, even without standing out there and saying, hello, here's what I'm doing with money, you can be contributing to a lift on this very intense, overburdened issue. Money has always been, since its conception, a way of control or a way to manipulate or a way to get things on. So, you know, things can come to you so much easier without the games if you can befriend money. All right, we have a caller, so hello. Hello? We have a caller.
Yes, Galexis?
Yes.
My name is Brian. How are you?
Hi, Brian. How are you, dear one?
Pretty good.
All right. Hi. What would you like to discuss today?
I would like to know what is my gift of healing that I have that I can offer the world?
All right. Well, if you're asking what is the gift of healing, then it's obvious to us, and of course to yourself as well, that you already know you have one, right?
In a way, yes.
In a way, yes. But you have seen it manifested here and there upon occasion, have you not?
A little bit.
Otherwise, yes. You wouldn't have had an idea about it. You know?
Yes.
Now, not everyone is a healer in a traditional sense.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't sense that you are what is considered the traditional healer. All right? What we sense for you, dear one, is that you're very much intrigued with ideas, are you not?
Yes.
You like to stretch your mind. You know, you're the type of person who likes to read books or to watch films like What the Bleep and things like that, right? That kind of stretch your conception of what reality is.
Yes, yes. I'm trying to break free from the collective of the planet.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And you know that you have to stretch your mind beyond those limitations. Dear one, you find that very fascinating. Now,
the
type of healing that you are doing is functioning in that regard, okay? You see, there's a lot of different places that need healing. We don't see you like the shaman doctor person.
Oh, no.
All right. You know, people come to you, I have this illness, and I have this malady, and you lay hands on people. That's not the healing you do. No, not at all. What you do, though, is that by your very curiosity, by your own very drive of spirit, by your own fascination with concepts, with stretching and understanding the true inner nature of reality and how it functions and how it works, you're stretching all the boundaries. You're breaking out of the box. And every time you do that and you find yourself beyond the collective, even if it's for a brief moment where you grasp something, a great aha, a truth, and you feel it through your body, you feel it through your soul, you feel it in your whole energy field. When you get these kinds of knowings,
yes.
You see, what you've done is you've created a ripple. Mm-hmm. It's like the stone being dropped into a still pond will send out ripples, concentric circles, waves of energy, of lines, so that that ripple, so that disturbance touches the edge of the pond.
Mm.
For you, when you go beyond limitation and you find something, you are sending out an energy. You're radiating, kind of broadcasting an energy, you might say, to the planet.
Mm.
And this energy says, it's possible to be free. It's possible to step beyond the boundaries and to see something from a greater perspective, to see from a greater truth. And you see, the nature of healing is this, is that by going from a lower frequency or vibration to a higher frequency of vibration, which is what happens when you break out of the box,
yes.
You are creating a lift. For a person, for an individual, this lift amounts to a healing. You see, even the shaman doctor who lays his hands on someone, the person comes in, a malady is a low frequency. And after a healing, like with, you know, even people who do Reiki have noticed that certain conditions are diminished. Why? Because the frequency has been raised by the intention of the healer. So what we're seeing that's going on here is that for you more than anything else, you're going to break free of the collective in your consciousness. And this, you're going to create new levels of frequencies higher than the
yes.
normal frequencies in the collective.
Yes.
And then when you talk to people about it, when you talk to people what your experience is and what you have discovered and what you know and what you are perceiving,
yes.
you are lifting them from a lower frequency to a higher frequency, and you are healing them.
I also see it through my voice, the tone of my voice.
Exactly. The tone of your voice is a frequency that as you heal and as you grow and lift your frequency, the resonance of your voice carries a certain frequency that will lift people. You know what they used to say about the old country doctors, you know, he has a great bedside manner?
Yes, yes.
The doctor is able to go in there, and here's the patient frightened lying on the bed, and the doctor comes in, and with a beautiful resonant tone of voice to put the patient at ease, to give them hope.
Yeah.
You see? That begins the lift of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, dear one, when you speak, and by the way, too, if it's not too bold or too radical for you, you could sing as well.
that's something that's good from toning my voice. Yes, the toning vibration.
Absolutely. Yes. What it also does is bring a vibration higher through your body so that there is it has more carrying presence. You know, it's like a stage actor has more impact back there in the back of the row because he knows how to project his voice. There's a resonance that's so strong, you see, that it's like a trumpet, you know, can get all the way back to the back of the room. Not that we suggest that you do that necessarily, unless you just think that's fun to do.
Yes.
If it's fun to do, hey, why not? But the thing is that you like to impart an idea, too.
Yes.
You know, you like the ideas. You like to point things out to people. You like to point to things. You like, look over here. So you're kind of person, you know?
Yes, Galexis, I come from a place of sharing. I want to share the knowledge, never contain it. I just want to share it in some way to speak my truth boldly and to share this with the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we would say that is your healing. Now, from there, you can do other kinds of healing, because all healing is really the same essential process.
So when I lay my hands on people, is it just tapping into the universal energy then? And just allowing
mm-hmm. the Yes, you bring the through? Energy in yes. through you until you are resonating at a very high frequency, and you do not let yourself go down to the frequency of your patient or client.
Right. So is it holding the essence, the radiance of love in the heart to do this, or is this just
right.
the
Right. Well, anytime you feel love, dear one,
yes.
the vibration is high. That, without a doubt, that's probably the biggest healer you've got available in the universe here is love, because that's essential stuff that God Goddess is made of.
Yeah.
All right? So when you bring love to someone, you can speak and in love, and you don't have to touch a person with a hand, you know. That can go straight to their heart. That can go straight to them, lift to their frequency. If you can bring them hope, if you can bring them optimism, that can heal, you see?
Yeah.
And you can do this in any form that's pleasing to you. If you like to put hands on people, great, that's pleasing to you. If you want to sing, that's pleasing to you. If you want to do something creative like write a screenplay, that's pleasing to you. If you want to just go and talk to people at the supermarket while you're standing in line about beautiful things, that's pleasing to you. Whatever form you wish to take, you understand?
Yes. Those around me, dear one, in spirit realm, are those assisting me in this healing all the time?
Always. Always. That's there why they're there. Sure. You see, you're never alone.
Yes.
You come as a kind of the emissary of light. You're representing, in a sense, representing them and hundreds and maybe thousands of other light beings of whom you are kin.
So even as they are observing us, are they learning from us? Also?
Well, yes. They learn by learning how to work with human beings' free will.
Oh, I see.
See, they cannot do for you. They've got to follow your intention. You are the kind of coordinator, you might say.
Yes.
And so what they learn from you is how to work with human frequencies, how to help work the resonance, move the energies, lift the frequencies without doing any kind of major disruption to the human systems. See, human bodies, while they're very dense and sometimes in a way very heavy, they also have a certain fragility. The nervous systems are not really that strong.
Oh, I see.
And that's where the frequencies will shift first, is in the nervous system.
Mm.
All right? The nervous system also includes the brain. So if you get a concept through to people, that lifts rather rapidly for people who are attuned to mental things.
And so
but
also,
otherwise, if you're sending it to them in direct, in energy form, your spirit helpers are going to be the ones to help make sure that it doesn't fry them, doesn't burn their nerves, right?
Yeah,
so that
like
they can...
like a filter in place.
Right, in a way, like a little bit of a buffer to do it gently. All right?
I see. Well, thank you very much, Collette.
You're very welcome, dear one. And thank good luck with all of those wonderful things that you have on your agenda to do. There's a lot ahead of you and a lot opening for you. All right. Thank you so much.
God bless.
All right. Farewell. All right. We're ready for another caller anytime. And just to point out that healing is an energy process. When a malady disappears from a person's body, that is a healing. It's a healing because when the person goes to a frequency with which the malady can no longer exist, the malady is dissolved in spirit. It's dissolved. People think the physical body is real, but it just is anything that's in the physical plane is an illusion. And so it can be dissolved by frequency. In fact, some of the procedures of great possibility and potential, and some of the great things that have really been able to heal people with are about healing with frequency. That's the radionics, the Rife frequencies, the QXCIs, those kinds of machines and so forth can work with raising frequencies. And I've seen a lot of healing that takes place there. if it is supported by a change of consciousness that can be sustained in a person, then that healing can be permanent. And it's, and if also a person can emotionally and mentally easily adjust to the shift of frequency without resistance or without falling back into the habitual patterns of frequency in which they came, then we would suggest that they would be able to sustain that healing and continue on. All right. Is there anyone else to calling in now, or the lines are open? Feel free to give us a call. The number 877-876-5227. So, you know, you can also heal your relationship with money if you look at it also as a frequency, as a vibration. What is a vibration of money? Certainly you've heard people who are very, think of money as a very low vibration. But, you know, money as a vibration is no lower or higher than anything else. Everything are vibrations. Everything is made of the same stuff of consciousness. Everything's made of light on different frequencies. So when you take off any kind of judgments about money or what is low frequency or what is high frequency, you know, some people think sex is a low frequency and other people think it's a very high frequency. And it's a kind of a personal opinion, you know, as to what frequency it is. You can work with it when you can be comfortable with and lift frequencies in yourself. All right, so we have another caller. Hello.
Hello, my name is Marilyn. Hi, Gillespie.
Hello, Marilyn. Glad to speak with you.
Yes, same here. My question is about communication with let's say, you know, ETs.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
And, spirit family. Do you have any vibes about that?
All right. Okay. Well, let's look at that. Okay. All right. Now we get the impression that you want to talk to spirit family. You want to talk to ETs, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, there is, we were talking just a little bit earlier to this last caller, to Brian, about how spirit helpers generally tend to help healers in such a way that that as the healing happens, to let it happen gently and slowly so that the person being healed doesn't have a shock to their nervous system. When you want to communicate outside of the normal three-dimensional box in which you normally live your life, this requires a certain stretch of frequency. This requires a certain stretch. And a lot of times, ETs will not communicate with people, even though that they are receptive, because the ETs are concerned that they could kind of blow out people's circuitry.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, interestingly enough, sometimes more concerned with people who are on higher frequency levels. You wouldn't think so. But the people with who actually have more of a yearning to talk with them generally live on a bit of higher frequency levels. All right? And as such, their nervous systems have gotten even more refined, okay, and more sensitive. So a lot of times ETs just don't try to make that effort across the boundary. Because, first of all, there is an energy. ETs have an energy. And also, if you were to see manifesting in front of you as in a physical form, a member of your spiritual family, it's a very, very intense experience. You understand?
Yes.
All right.
Me too.
And so what we would suggest is at first to practice speaking to spiritual family members, spirit helpers, or spirit guides, whatever you call them, and also to extraterrestrials in a meditative visualization form. and in a sense where you give them the message of your willingness to open, you want wishing to hear or get messages from them, and that you want to establish a communication link. This is not necessarily a guarantee that you will get one that is so realistic you'll go, wow, that was an ET speaking to me. But it what it does is that by your intention, that you send a burst of light across into the other dimension where they get to see it, and they will read and hear your message. Okay? Mm-hmm. And they will start to work with you through gradual downloading of codes, information, and energy, which may happen at night while you sleep. In fact, you already are getting some of this at night while you sleep, because you've already stated your intention, dear one.
Yes.
All right? Are you aware that you do a bunch of traveling around at night when you're sleeping?
I'm not so much aware of it, but I'm assuming I do.
Right. Do you ever wake up in the morning feeling like you had a busy night and you're a little tired?
Sure. Just, yeah,
oh yeah,
probably.
You think that's normal? Well, actually, that's you're doing a lot of stuff at night. But you see, they're starting to. They can work much better in your subconscious and unconscious minds, because your conscious mind has so many more limitations, and it has it has a difficulty dealing with intensity. So that's why we would suggest start very, very gentle. And before you go to sleep at night, ask for a luminous dream or ask for a spirit connection, and see if you can find them coming to you in dreams first. Okay?
Right. Well, I was curious how a person might distinguish between spirit family and, you know, the various energies of, there's so many different energies out there. But for someone, I consider myself somewhat clairaudient and have perceived spirit, mm-hmm. you know, either my spirit or, you know, oversoul and or, you know, I mean, I'm not clairvoyant or anything, but I can hear.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, if I've set my intent on it. I mean, I know it probably sounds weird to many people, but not to you, or probably not to a lot of people who listen to this program. They probably
that's
understand
right.
What I'm
that's
saying.
Right. Yes. But I mean, you see, that's a natural kind of progression. You see, and sometimes there is a certain shocking aspect, even for people who are as far along in the psychic capacity as you, because some of the ETs and some of spiritual family members and so on have information that would be disruptive for you at some points in your life. And so they make sure not to divest that too soon, because in the next, let's see, this is 2008, in a next year, 2009, we see in you a tremendous amount of opening and being able to access much and more intense and much higher frequencies of information than you're doing now. And it's part of a process that you're aiming for. It's like 2009, 10, and 11. You've got kind of a program here lined up, you might say, in your future, that you've put into your future. And as you've lined this program up, where that you come into certain specific gifts, and that you already know you have, but they're going to come into a greater fullness in such a way that from your free will, you will make some choices about certain directions you want to take with it. And if they were to give you information now, it could disrupt the free will process of that. So that's what they're telling us right now.
Okay,
but they will work with you in your sleep, and they will work with you in meditation for now.
Okay, well, I'll just work on trying to remember my dreams. Unfortunately, I have to wake up so early in the morning that my memory to go to work, that my memory of my dreams is just eclipsed by...
Because as soon as that alarm goes off, then
they're
all gone.
Practically, you know, except for remnants that, you know, can't really outpicture too much very well, so...
All right, here's what we would suggest in that regard, is that set the alarm for about, 5 minutes earlier, and then when the alarm goes off, make it the first effort when you wake up, is to have the alarm so where you don't have to make a major physical shift of your body to turn
it
off.
Right, yeah.
Okay? So you can stay in position. Do not move your body as much as you can. Stay in position and try your very best to remember the very last dream remnant that you can. Okay? And to feel the energy of it, to feel the emotion in it or the feeling that it was when you were there in it, because there are certain, each dream has certain frequencies and vibrations in it. So make it a kind of an effort to do that. And before you go to bed at night, tell them, the last dream that I had before the alarm wakes me up, I want you to send me some message. I want you to make something bright in there for me. Okay, so you can start working that way with it. And a second way that you can work with it is, like, for example, when you if you have to go to work really early and all that, you come home, you might want to, just before dinner or something like that, to take a nap. And in the nap, as you go into the nap, you ask all your spirit guides on, and family members on, and friends from all the other galaxies and planets and so on that are attending you and are here on the working with Earth energies at this time, to ask them to please bring you some message, bring you some information, or maybe do some kind of healing on you, or give you a kind of a download, or to tune up your brain and nervous system so that you can receive more information.
Yes.
So
yes,
give them something to do.
Yes,
you see, a lot of us sit around waiting for your free will to kick in and for you to direct the process.
Yeah, well, I thought I was, but, I'll just keep
Well, you are, but
at it.
You are, it, and we understand that, you're in time, so for you it seems like it's going awfully slowly.
Yeah.
But if you just could understand that for, as far as human evolution is concerned, you're light years, you're making jumps of light years every year. So in a way, don't be disappointed in your own progress, but just remember that you have the opportunity to, request additional information, additional input. Sometimes when you have a type of a job like that requires rigid time schedules, it's really harder to do this process, to do this.
Yeah, it requires a lot of, a lot of energy and focus,
Exactly. As a result, that you don't have as much energy and focus as it would be really helpful for you to do your metaphysical, your spiritual, your extraterrestrial communication and so forth. And they have to respect that too. That's an Earth-based choice. That you're doing that, creating your livelihood, you're doing what you need to do, and et cetera, et cetera. So, you might find it more useful to every now and then to take a 2 or 3 days off, or whenever you have a certain amount of time off, to be able to go into some kind of relaxing or retreat kind of situation, or maybe go to a workshop and where you focus on this for a while.
Yeah, that would be terrific. Well, before I hang up, do you have any sense of what star system? Maybe.
All right. Well, we see that you're connected to some really quite a few in the Pleiades. Now, there's others there too. You've been around.
Well, that's what I think.
You
know, because I've gotten several different, and I'm like, well, wait a minute here. Some people just okay. Well, I appreciate your time and insight and help and I'll continue listening to your program. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
Good night.
All right. Okay, so we are opening up the lines now for another call. And while we're waiting for that to come through, we just want to mention to all of you that you can, any one of you, all of you, can at night, you can go to, before you go to bed at night, to ask for assistance, to ask for connection, to ask for beautiful dreams, to ask for to help through the night. All spirit works much better when you're asleep. And why? Because your conscious mind is where all the resistances are. So if you want to progress really quickly, you do that, and then gradually it will seep into your conscious awareness during your day, and you can start to use it with more power and elegance and grace. All right, we have another caller. Hello?
Hello, this is Nancy.
Well, hello, Nancy. It's what a pleasure to speak with you.
The question I have is, I've been told by many people that I'm supposed to be a natural healer and that I'm supposed to be receiving messages from my spirit guides and everything, and I'm just not getting it.
All right. All right. Well, let's look at this. What did you think that you really wanted to do when you initially got into your spiritual path? What did you see yourself as doing? Because what we're seeing is that you didn't quite see it like that.
Uh-huh.
And not, at least not initially.
Well, I know I wanted to help people. And
right.
I do believe that there's the healer part in there,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just, you know, I've taken classes, I've taken Reiki,
mm-hmm.
Theta healing, and it's, I don't feel like I'm succeeding at it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I don't know if it's because I don't feel the energies. In the beginning I did, then again there's nothing now.
Ah, all right. Okay. A lot of times when you take workshops and trainings, the atmosphere there is generally very, very highly charged, and it moves you so that you get a lot of experience.
Okay.
And that's a successful workshop, okay, is when you go and you get a really good hit or something, and you get a good experience and go, wow, look at the possibilities and potentials of this. Yahoo! You know?
Uh-huh.
Like in Theta, you can get really, really high. You know, feel really, just feel amazingly clear and amazingly free. And with Reiki, you can feel the incredible love energy moving through you. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You can have these kinds of experiences at the workshop. The thing is that, of course, it's very highly supported at the workshop. So after the workshop is over, you integrate these. It takes about anywhere from, you know, 2 to 3 weeks after the workshop for you to integrate what you have experienced into your physical body and into your psychic body, into your emotional body, into your mental body. It takes a certain integration. Now, if you were to go and do some more of Theta and some more Reiki and so on, it would not have as strong or as intense an energy. Why? Because you already had acclimated to that intense frequency at the workshop. You had established a new resonance in yourself. And so anything that you do with it doesn't have the sharp contrast anymore between where you were before you took the training and where you were after the training. That's a contrast.
Uh-huh.
All right? But then as you practice it on your own, you don't feel the same contrast because it's integrating in you. All right? And so this is where it's very easy for people to get discouraged and for people to feel disappointed in themselves. And we would suggest that when we look at your frequency, dear one, the greatest challenge you have as far as your spiritual progress is concerned is a tendency to be very hard on yourself.
Huh.
And to kind of judge yourself and be disappointed in yourself and, in a sense, be sad about yourself and all that kind of thing. And what that tends to do is reinforce an image of yourself of someone who can't do it.
Oh, okay.
See, basically, you're just shooting yourself in your own foot.
Right.
Because you've been taught that the way for you to grow is to ruthlessly criticize yourself and whip yourself into shape.
Right.
And that's absolutely a no-no approach if you're going to do spiritual work.
Right.
That may work to a certain extent if you're in the army. Okay?
Yeah.
It will work in boot camp, but it will not work on a spiritual path, because a spiritual path is a path of love, not critiquing. It's not a path of judgment. As much as some religions we happen to know have a whole issue about judgment and punishment.
Right.
But it's not about that. It's about love. And the fact is that when we look at you, that what we're seeing is that when you get disappointed in yourself, you don't love yourself.
Ooh.
You kind of kick yourself around and say, well, I'm just not up to snuff, and what's wrong with me, and I just can't seem to do it. And, of course, when you go there, you lose all your connection to your spirit friends. Because when you judge yourself, every one of us has to step back. We cannot be with you. We cannot be close to you. Because by your free will, you are judging and criticizing yourself. And we cannot intervene. We cannot interfere.
Uh-huh.
You see? So the object here for you is for you to see that that was a choice. It was a strategy you learned for self-improvement. And for you to realize that it doesn't work. And so, therefore, we would suggest that every day you have need to say something about where you approve of yourself in some way.
Okay.
Okay, remind yourself, you're a good person. Look at this. You know, look at your intentions. They come straight from the heart. Do you wish evil on any person on the planet? No. Do you go around, you know, judging and criticizing everybody else? No. You understand?
Yes, that makes sense.
You're a good person. You're a beautiful person. And you're a light being. You know, remind yourself of who you are every day. You know, if you want, go to our website, thegalexisspirit.com, and when you reach the home page on the website, well, lift a little saying, and just if you read that every day, that can be part of this program.
Okay.
You are a spark of the divine. You are a spark of consciousness. You are a piece of the body of God. God is all that is, dear one. But you see, when you start kicking yourself around, oh, I'm some inadequate, not good enough, you know, person, and I just don't seem to have what it takes, and everybody say I'm supposed to do all of this, all these great things, and I can't seem to do it, so something's really wrong with me. If you let go of that completely and all the energies associated with that, and by the way, we also want to emphasize, you're much better at that than you used to be.
Okay.
And we know. You've tried to keep from kicking yourself so hard like you used to. But it's still, you're keeping the blanket of mediocrity on your energy field.
Okay.
By doing that. You want to lift into exceptionality, dear one.
Okay.
It's time for you to let your light just kind of flare, you know, and don't worry about the symptoms. You know, okay, so you're not feeling connected. That means you're not connected with yourself.
Ah, okay.
You see? So love yourself, take care of yourself, take all the judgments off, forgive yourself if you need to. Oh, I forgive myself for having judged myself earlier today. Okay, I forgive myself, and I love myself, and I'm going to just give myself a beautiful energy hug right now, and I'm just going to, okay, I really appreciate myself. I'm a good person. I care. I do good things for people. I really have good intentions. I have a good heart. I'm a spiritual being. I'm a light being. I'm a reality creator. And if you get into this after a while, it starts to stick.
Uh-huh.
You start to believe it, and your frequency raises up. And when you're in that position, then all of us who are non-physical can come close again. When you're connected with you and valuing you, then we can come, and it's easier for you to connect with us. You see?
Okay. That makes so much sense.
All right. Because it's not like it's a terminal problem. You know, you are really doing very, very well. It's that you have, of course, also a mission, like Brian we talked about earlier, to break free of the box that your culture stuck you in, okay?
Yeah.
Because if you were to stay in the old three-dimensional consensus type of mainstream thinking box, what kind of life would you have, you see?
Yeah.
You'd have a life that, let's say, your mother dreamed for you. You know, what did your parents want? They want you to grow up and get a nice husband and to have a nice family and blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And the thing is that you grew up and you did whatever you did, whether you followed that and did that or did something else or whatever, you made your decisions. But you're at a place now beyond their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot judge yourself any longer based on that, any kind of standards that you see out there
right.
in the culture. Your job is to find your path of truth, your own personal path.
Uh-huh.
And it's a light path. It's a beautiful path. You have tremendous amounts of love, and you have wisdom that you don't even own you have. You don't know you even have it. Because when you kick yourself or you judge yourself about something and you don't think you're smart enough or you're not doing something right or whatever it is,
uh-huh.
you're not tapping into your wisdom base.
Yeah.
You've got tremendous wisdom. We see other lifetimes that you have had as a wise woman. Like in the Native American tradition, a wise woman, herbal healer.
Uh-huh.
We see you there.
Wow.
And you were a natural authority, and you were confident in yourself, and people came to you, and you administered the herbs with love and care and dignity, and you were highly respected. You see, and there's this beautiful energy of your caring there. Now, that may be a form you want to play with in this lifetime. Maybe you want to do some herbal healing, or who knows what you want to do. But that's a form. The essence of it, the function of it, is that you want to stretch, and you want to go beyond.
Yes, definitely.
All right? And you're doing it for yourself as well as for others.
Right.
And so when you take yourself beyond, then you will, the opportunities will open up for you to give to others in the appropriate forms that you want to express yourself through. And at that time, when you get your confidence, when you have more confidence, then you will understand the messages that you do get, which now you don't really own, that you get.
Right.
You're getting a lot of guidance, but you're not, like, really admitting it.
Okay, yeah.
Sometimes you even get messages and you ignore them.
Okay.
All right. And then, of course, afterwards, you give yourself a hard time.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, you want to get the mind out of it, you know, and recognize that you've got a big heart and you've got a lot of wisdom that could come in with that, on that beam of love. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And there you'll connect and you'll have all the connections that you could possibly want from the other side, because you're not alone. You're surrounded by many loving beings. You've got a good group of angels for you. And angels just sit around and just exude love. Love, love, love. All right? So we wish you well on your path.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, dear one. Our pleasure. All right.
Bye-bye.
Farewell, dear one. And thank all of you who called in and spoke to us, and we thank all of you who tried to reach us and tried to ask a question that didn't, and we hope that we were able to connect with some of your concerns as well. And so, again, we suggest you might want to go to our website every day, like we suggested for her, and to read the message that's there, just as your lift for the day. Get your vibration up and get yourself back in your seat of power. We have had a pleasure speaking with you, and we will go now. So farewell for now, and there will be a moment of silence, and then the channel will turn. Farewell. Okay, this is Ginger, and I'm back. I'm glad you could be with us today, and next week at this time is Tall Cat Psychic on the same station at the same time, and the Galexis Show, of course, is the first and third Monday of every month, and so looking forward to hearing from you, letting you tune in again, and I hope you want to plug in when Galexis is speaking again in the future. And in the meantime, feel free to go to the GalexisSpirit.com and sign up on our mailing list. We don't send that much out, but you might find it really fun and read some of the things that are there on the website, and hope to have you listening in the future and being with us in the future. So this is Ginger, and I'm signing off, and farewell for now. Bye-bye.